I want to tell you some glimpse of what the Lord has done in my life. As Sister Flo said, my name is Ali Sharif Abdullah, and I had this name Emmanuel. Now I have 6 years. When I accepted Jesus Christ, I have seen it so difficult, the people for the church to call me Abdullah or Sharif. They all miss it because, and the Arabic name, when you miss it up, it will have no meaning because you have to conjugate it. It has meaning. So any name should come from a verb. So that is the problem. So I got the name Emmanuel, and I'm very happy to have that name. And it's just a nice name. To tell my story is just can take a long time. Even can take 2, 3, 4 hours. But I'll try to take this 30 minutes or 25 minutes, how the Lord has worked in my life. I see the journey that the Lord has let me walk. It has two parts. And the first part is a physical part that let me from Sudan and go through all these African countries, and at last I end up Zaire in 1993. Second part is a spiritual part that just moving from Islam to come to Jesus Christ. That's another thing. And both of these journeys are the most difficult journeys that I had. There are many decisions that I'm supposed to have. I grew up and raised in a Muslim family. My father, he's a sheikh. Sheikh like here, I don't know, you call it the pastors of pastors. And my father was in his plan. He wanted me to replace him when he died or when he grew old. But When I got born, 2 years and a half, they sent me to the Quranic school, which is, and when I was 5 and a half years old, I memorized 3/4 of the Quran, and that's the first step. And then the second step, you go to write and read the Quran. And the third step, you go and learn about the laws and Sharia and explanation of the Quran. But when I was 6, my father died, and I went to school after that. I grew up as a normal kid. I went to school, and in my school I did very well. And there are things that will never let me to be a Christian in all cases. But I praise God because one of the things that I see, the way that we look at Christian people in Sudan, in Sudan, Christian people are the second-class people. That's one thing. And for us, when we look in terms of spiritual, they are out of the will of God because they worship three gods. And people, they taught us in school, and when we talk, people, they just talk about Christians that worship three gods. And also, we consider Christian as satanic people because they eat pork. But there are things also help me to be a Christian. And one of the things, some questions that I had since I was a child, and one of these stories that happened to me when I was in high school, in my first year of high school, I have one of my my uncles. When he comes, always he tells us stories at the evenings. We sit at the moonlight. We don't have a lot of television, but we sit around him and he tells us a lot of movies and things like that. One night he came and he started telling stories, and always before I came and listened to him, I have to go and pray the last prayer. And that night I said, well, I have to listen one or two stories so that I will go after that to pray. And while he was telling the stories, I slept. Then I woke up. And with all that sleeping, and I have just horrified, I start praying. I went and I came, I prayed, but I prayed in the wrong direction. I didn't know. And in the morning, my brothers and sisters started laughing at me. And I'm a very hard child. When I insist to do something, I'll do it. And then I insisted to tell me what's wrong. They told me that last night I was praying in the wrong direction. And that's bad. I have to go back and repeat my prayer. I quietly went back to my room and I repeated my prayers. I went to school that day. The teacher of Islamic studies was telling us about the same thing about direction and things like that. I raised my hand and I asked him the question, why God doesn't answer our prayers if we don't pray at the direction? Is God not found anywhere? That was my question. He got angry, called me from, sent me back to his office. He came, asked me to bring one of the people that's responsible for me. When I brought my uncle, he told him that I asked questions supposed not to ask that question. And then he gave me two choices, either to be whipped 5 times or to be sent 1 week away from the school. I have never been beaten at school. So I chose to go for 1 week. I went during this week having that question in my mind. Why God doesn't answer our prayers if we don't pray in the same that direction? The days passed, my question in my mind. Then I went to the university. And at the university, I had some of my friends. This is the second question, also second story that happened in my life, helped me to understand at last who God is. I have a friend, his name Bashir, and this friend, we write poems. I love poems and I write poems. We write poems in Arabic and we put our poems in the walls. And one day my friend, he wrote a poem. And in that poem, just in a part of it, say, you cut my hands, you cut my legs, are you God or a butcher? As you know, in Islamic Sharia laws that when somebody steals, they cut his hand. And when he steals by force, violence, they cut his hand and his leg. So the Muslim said that my friend is describing God as a butcher. In our place, the butcher, the one who cuts the animals and cuts the meat, put them into piles so people come and buy. So they asked him to repent. Otherwise, there are some decisions against him. He refused. Then they decided to kill him. And that his blood, to scatter his blood, that means anyone could find him. And there is, at the university, about 6,000 Muslims. And I am the one of the people that even supporting the decision, because he's supposed to repent, because he had described God as a butcher, although that was a poem. I talked to him. We always sit together. We eat together. He's my friend, one of my best friends. I talked to him, but he refused. And they killed him in 1919, December, with 3 strikes with knife in his heart, in the middle of the university. Another question came into my mind. Why God use us like things? Use this one to kill the other one. I can't ask that question in a loud voice because I know even me, I will follow him. So I kept silent. Things went. I was involved in political activism at the university there, and the government has really persecuted us. And I am being in prison for 3 times. And one time I have been for 3 months. I've seen a lot of things they just did either for me or for other people so that to let me answer their questions as they like. When things get worse, I have to run away and I left my country. Because for the safety of my family, the safety of my friends and my colleagues, that I have to protect them with the information that I have. I went out, I went to Chad, that is a country west of Sudan. I went there, I stayed there for 1 year. I thought that was okay, good, and I will have peace. But the embassy came again, they kidnapped me one night, and they want to return me back to Sudan to kill me, because they think that we are doing another politics in Chad. Miraculously, God saved me of those people after spending whole day and one night there. I have to now choose a place where to go and find it safe. The United Nations granted me permission to go anywhere in Africa where I see it is safe for me to go. But there is no place safe in Africa because those people who arrange your files, the same people who give the information to the embassies and other people. So I decided at the end to go to Zaire. And that is a country that God had blessed me with two things, with my wife and with Christ Jesus to find him also. I went to Zaire in 1993 by the end of that year. I stayed there 2 years as a Muslim, praying as a Muslim, praying all my 5 times prayer, reciting the Quran. Each week I finished the Quran once. And that's I led a Muslim style life like that. And then one day there some Christian came to that place. It's a house, it's maintained by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee. And one day there is a son of a president of one of those countries came to that place, and there's a pastor was working there and with them. So the pastor now in Kinshasa and sent people to visit them. And that day they came, all of them, and we see a lot of people came. Always when they came, after that, every week they came on Tuesdays. And when they came, they found me praying. They come about 4 o'clock, find me praying in my mat every day. So I think they went to the church and talked, and they decided to talk to me. One day, two ladies came towards me, and they asked me if I don't mind, if they want to talk about God. I said, yeah, that's okay. But I have a condition. If you believe that there is only one God that created you and me, and you worship him in a way that you want, and I worship him in a way that I want, that's okay. But if you say to me, God is three and he is the Son of God, yes, don't waste your time. They agree. We start talking. And I have questions. Always when I ask questions about Jesus Christ and how he is the Son of God and things like that, Christians, they don't. I met them, especially the Jehovah's Witness and so on. They leave me alone. So I had my questions and I asked the questions. They didn't answer. They said, yeah, I will come next week to answer you. Then next week they came with a pastor, another pastor. He had the Quran in French. At that time I was learning French. And he asked me to bring the Quran in Arabic. And we start talking. They really, at that time, I don't understand, but I understood after that. They divide themselves very well. The pastor is talking about Jesus Christ in the Quran, from the birth and all the works that he has done and his teaching, although the Quran is talking about these things very briefly. And another lady, she's talking about the teachings and the miracles, the deeds of Jesus Christ in the Bible. And she, every time she takes one story about the miracles that Jesus has done, and she tells me. Another lady was a mystery for me. She always just whispering all the time beside me. And that is one of the things that really just let me wonder, what's she saying? At last I understood, she's just praying. And we discussed for more than 3 months. Then I realized two things. The first thing, that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And the second thing, Jesus Christ is the Spirit of God. And I looked in the Quran, I read it with another mind, because before I read the Quran, just because I want the good deeds, each letter you read it can take 10 bad deeds. So that is one the thing. Or you get 10 good deeds when you read the Quran. That's why I read the Quran. I don't read it to understand it. But this time I read it to understand it. I didn't find Muhammad has been described as the Word of God. I didn't find that Muhammad has been described as the Spirit of God, and neither any one of the other prophets that mentioned in the Quran. One day, the pastor sent me a Bible, and it was an English Bible. In that Bible, I was just looking at the Bible, and my eyes fell in John 1:1. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in that Bible, when he put the Word, he put between two brackets, Jesus Christ. And that just reminds me with the Quran, how it describes Jesus Christ also as the Word of God. And I made a connection there. And when I look at the last part of the verse, and I found that this word is God, and that also helped me, because when I look at Jesus Christ as the Spirit of God, the Spirit, your Spirit cannot be separated. My Spirit cannot be separated from me. It's me. When I die, they say that is the body of Ali. They don't say that is Ali, because Ali has gone. And the same thing, the Spirit of God is God Himself. That is one of the things. And after comparing all this, I decided to accept Jesus as God. And I called myself a Muslim Christian. I went to the church. I stayed to the church, coming each Sunday. And one day the pastor was preaching in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all of you who are burdened. I will give you rest. And he explained how Jesus Christ could give rest. How Jesus Christ could provide, can take all the charges that we have. And he explained on and on. And at last, he challenged the congregation, those who don't know Jesus Christ in this way, could stand up and pray with me. I struggled in my place. But the one thing that I realized, as if he's talking to me, yes, I know Jesus Christ because I compared the Quran and the Bible. And I realized that Jesus is God. But I haven't thought that Jesus Christ one day will be my personal savior, the one that can take my sin, that those lot of things that sins that I have. Then at the end I decided to stand up, and I stood up and I prayed to him. Accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Things start changing. My life starts changing upside down. I was there in that place. My heart is full of hatred, full of revenge, because one day I want to go back to Sudan and get revenge of those people who have chased me away from my family, from my place, my friends. And I was just staying in that place looking for one opportunity one day to go back. But this ambitious and this vision has been changed after accepting Jesus Christ. I start looking at myself in a different way, looking at the people around me in a different way. Many things change. The style, even the way that I pray is changed. And now, that answer of the question that I had years ago, why God doesn't answer our prayer? I realize that today, God can answer my prayer anywhere, anytime. And He is always online with me. And that is one thing that I realized. And that is one of the answers that I got. And also, I found also more than that. I found God doesn't use me in order to kill the others. But He gave Himself. He died so that I could have the life and others could have life also. And that is also an answer for my questions. And there are many things that happened in my life. Things when haven't gone so well as I thought, because I said, okay, I have moved from the garbage of Islam, and it's okay for me. I found really that it's a joyful life, full of peace, that people around me don't understand why I'm living in exile, nothing, I have no family, but I am very joyful. Then things went not in a way that I like. When I was in Kinshasa for 2 years, I worked with a Quran school there. I teach Arabic language and also help the people in the mosque when those new Muslims come, help them how to perform the Islam rituals. So when I stopped going, the Muslims asked me to come. They sent people in order to say what's wrong. I told the two messengers that I became a Christian so that I don't go to the mosque. So when there, they asked me to come and explain what does it mean become a Christian. I went. I found all these big guys of Islam. They are waiting for me. And they asked me many questions. And I told them the story, how I discovered Jesus Christ in the Quran. And one challenge was there. I challenged all the people, the Muslim guys there, said, if one person proved to me that same Jesus, that this Jesus in the Quran, that the Quran talk about, is different from Jesus that Christians worship, yeah, I'll be a Muslim. I'll go back. But if he's the same, I found that Jesus is God, I will never go back. And nobody. And they remind me of the law, you know, when somebody come to be Christian or change from Islam to any other religion, he should be killed. And they remind me of that. And one day, after that, they came to kill me. The story is very long. But that one of the horrible nights I had. My students, I know them, they came to kill me. Because they saw that it's bad to go to hell, so that they have to kill me, so that they go to heaven. And I had passed a horrible night. God has taught me a lot. And I was in my mind that day, I had two things. Either they will kill me and I will see Jesus that night, or if I promise God, if he saved me, I will serve him. Indeed, he saved me. And now I'm serving him. And he opened doors and he helped me in order to see things. And I praise God that a lot of things that have been changed in my life. And I praise God again that he just let me go back. That is through Jeremiah 29:14. He let me go back and tell my brothers and sisters, my folk Muslims, about him. And many of them, they are coming and they are accepting him. And I praise God. There are many things we can talk on the corridor. God bless you.